Sure, old-time hockey.
Like Eddie Shore.
Yeah.
Hello, Boston Bruins fans. I'm Kurt Schmid, and you're listening to Believe in Boston Bruins on the Believe Podcast Network. We believe in Boston Bruins. Do you believe? On this week's episode, the power play problems continue, and a look at the standings with three games left in the season. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. We're available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. Well, the Boston Bruins are currently in a power play slump as of late, and it's real concerning coming up with the playoffs coming up just a week away. An effective power play can be a huge advantage in the Stanley Cup playoffs, especially in a close series decided by a bunch of one-goal games. And I know that Pasta has been out a few games, but the other players haven't picked up the slack. Now, this morning at the morning skate, the power play lines were, well, of course, McAvoy, Pasta, Marchand, Bergeron, and Hall. And the second power play unit was Lindholm, Halla, Coyle, Smith, and DeBrusk. Now, both power plays look solid, but they need those units to produce before the playoffs. So they got three games to get their act together before the playoffs. Now, the thing is, I know that, you know, Pasta's been out. He's been injured. So that's a big factor. But they need to change things up. Maybe have McAvoy shoot more so they get some kind of a rebound or lucky bounce off someone in front of the net. I mean, usually that's the way it usually goes, right? That's the way it usually goes. You shoot the puck and you get a lucky bounce. And I've been saying this for years. Every time watching the Bruins power play, somebody's got to shoot from the back end and, you know, maybe get a lucky bounce or a rebound. And McAvoy or even Lindholm need to be used in those kind of situations. You can't really rely on the guys up front to do all the work. I mean, all the teams know that Pasta's going to shoot a one-timer from the right side. And that's when he scores goals. So that's where they're going to concentrate more. They're going to concentrate more on Pasta. All right? So it's good to, you know, mix it up and have McAvoy, Lindholm, or whoever's on that back end shoot the puck more. It makes complete sense. Now, the other thing that the Bruins could do is maybe change up the lines a little bit. You know, maybe remove Hall off that number one power play unit and put DeBrusk on that power play unit. Have Pasta up front with Marchand and Hall and DeBrusk, and put Bergeron and McAvoy on the back end. That's one way you can play around with the lines here, because they're not getting it done, and you need to get things done before the Stanley Cup playoffs start. You know, you need to find a rhythm, and that rhythm isn't happening right now. I mean, you look at this, you look at McAvoy, Pasta, Marchand, Bergeron, and Hall on a power play unit, you expect them to score goals, not go 0 for 30, 0 for 40 something that they are now. You know, and the other thing is you can't rely on Pasta to shoot that puck from the right, that one timer every time. You know, you got to get in there, you got to grind it in the front of the net, have whoever's on that back end shoot the puck, and hope for a rebound or a deflection or something. Because a lot of those power play goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs are going to come off a rebound and, you know, possibly, you know, a rebound, or it's going to bounce off somebody, you know, get that traffic in front, get somebody in front of that net, because, you know, you could get a shot off the post. You know, bounces back off the post and somebody could easily just put it in. So you're going to get garbage goals off the power play during the playoffs. And they need to find a way, because this team isn't going anywhere in the playoffs unless they start to figure this out. because they've been playing great as, I mean, they've been playing awesome since January. But there are some places that they really, you know, they've slacked in the last couple of games. And they really need to find it. You know, I know that they came off a weekend beating the Rangers. And they beat Montreal. And, you know, those were big wins. But still, you have to figure out what's going to happen on the power play. Because the power play is going to be a key to winning a game in the playoffs. Now, looking at the playoffs, as of right now, it looks like the Bruins would be playing the Carolina Hurricanes if the season ended today. Okay? Now, there's still a good chance with three games remaining that they could catch Tampa for that third spot in the Atlantic Division, but there's also a good chance that the Washington Capitals, who are only 3 points away with three games remaining, could possibly move ahead of the Boston Bruins in the wild card. Now, if that were to happen, the Bruins would drop down to the second wild card spot, and they would end up playing Florida. Now, here's the thing. I wouldn't want to play Florida right now because I don't know what got into Florida this season, but I don't know. There was a miracle worker down in maybe it was a good thing that they got rid of, or that Joel Quenneville stepped down at the beginning of the season. Who knows? You know, Carolina's going to be a tough team. Whoever they end up playing in the first round, it's going to be a tough first round. And the thing is, against these two teams, it's going to come down to power play goals. And they're going to need that. I mean, if you think about it, who would you want to face in the first round? You know, do you want to shoot for that third spot in that first round? Because if the playoffs ended today, it would be Carolina. And I think Carolina would be a real tough team to play in the playoffs. That would be a tough series. Let's face it. That's going to be a tough series because Carolina's got some good firepower. Still a little question about the goaltending situation going on down there. They've been plagued with injuries and all types of stuff. So who knows about that? And there's another interesting scenario for that too, is that there's a good chance that Pittsburgh there's a good chance that Washington could overtake Pittsburgh. So there's a lot of interesting factors still to be played out by the time this Bruins season ends on Friday night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know, do they jump ahead of Tampa, you know, and take that third spot? Which would mean that I believe, I'm not quite sure how this is going to work, but I believe it would be the Bruins facing off against the Toronto Maple Leafs if they were to overtake Tampa for third in the Atlantic, I think they play Toronto. I'm not quite sure about that. You know, I mean, my thought would be, you know, I've always thought that the Bruins, if they ended up playing the third, you know, finishing third in the Atlantic, they would probably end up playing a Pittsburgh in the, three place three, two place two type of deal. But apparently I'm still trying to figure out this whole entire playoff process as far as, you know, who plays who. But we do know that, you know, Carolina and Florida will be playing the wild cards. That's about it. As far as the other four teams, I have no clue. I'll just have to pay more attention to that, okay? Could the Bruins actually overtake Tampa? They could. I mean, they're only 3 points away. Both teams have the same games remaining. They both have three games remaining on the schedule, so there's a good chance the Bruins could catch Tampa Bay. there's a really good chance that they could take that third spot. But I don't really don't see them taking the third spot because they're, I mean, they play tonight. They play Thursday against Buffalo, which they should win. And then Toronto, which should be a pretty interesting game. And maybe it might even be a preview of the playoffs to come. Now, as far as the playoffs go, no matter who the Bruins are playing, I still think that Linus Allmark should get the starting goal. Because he's been around the league. I mean, he doesn't have playoff experience, but still, he's got the advantage. He's been in the league long enough. Okay? And I believe, you know, Swayman isn't ready. Swayman isn't ready yet for playoff hockey. He's not. He's not a... He'll be ready for playoff hockey in maybe two or three more years. Because right now, this should be Allmark's net. You know, I see Allmark possibly playing, starting to... I believe he's going to start tonight. And then possibly, you know, since it's back-to-back on Thursday, maybe Allmark goes again on Thursday night with Swayman ending the season against Toronto on Thursday or on Friday night. And the last time that they, and I believe the last time the Bruins played the Toronto Maple Leafs, Swayman didn't have a really good outing, but I have a feeling that, you know, since it is the last game of the season, you know, you might as well just throw him in there to give, you know, you're not really going to give Allmark a break, but you know, Allmark plays Thursday, Swayman plays Friday, and then you're in the playoff, and then you're in the, then you go on to the playoffs. Give or take when that starts, I would have to say maybe sometime, maybe like Monday or Tuesday of next week. I don't know. But, you know, you got to go with Allmark right now. I mean, he's the veteran. He's somewhat of the veteran for the Boston Bruins. You know, both goalies have played great, but I don't think that Jeremy Swayman is ready for playoff hockey yet. I don't think he is. I mean, right now, I would have to, you know, maybe you do a goalie rotation, you know, maybe that's what Cassidy's planning on, you know, doing a goalie, rotating the goalies for the playoffs. But right now, I would have to go with, you know, Allmark. I mean, their numbers are basically the same. Swayman has played one more game than Linus Allmark. You know, they both have like almost identical records. Swayman is 23-13 and an overtime of 3. And you have Linus Allmark with 24-10 and, you know, with overtime of 2. You know, their goals against average is about almost the same. I mean, Swayman has a 2.37. Allmark has a 2.52. You know, and the save percentages are almost even. You know, save percentage for Swayman is 0.915, and for Allmark it's 9.14. With Swayman having the advantage in shutouts with 3, and Allmark hasn't had a shutout all season. But like I said, I'd rather go with Allmark right now because he's been the hot hand. Swayman has been kind of iffy. So my guess is that I'd rather go with Allmark right now, because he does have the advantage in, you know, as a veteran, if you think about it. You know, he doesn't have the playoff experience, but he still has, you know, he's still, you know, there. You know, he's still like somewhat of a veteran here. I mean, in his NHL career, he's played 156 games. You might as well just give him the nod. I mean, he's played 7 seasons. I think he's due to start, you know, you know, he's due to start, you know, some type of a playoff series. because, you know, he hasn't played. I mean, I know that neither goaltender has really played any playoff games, but still, Ullmark's got all this time. You know, he's the veteran. Got to start with him. Now, another player that has been playing really great, and I enjoy watching him, is that new kid, McLaughlin. In the games he's played, in the games Mark McLaughlin has played, you know, he's been great. He's been great. He's been grinding in the corners. Love his playing style. You know, I want to see him in the lineup more than, you know, Nick Foligno. Because right now, he has more. Nick Foligno only has 2 goals all season. Mark McLaughlin has 3. I want to see Mark McLaughlin in the lineup for the playoffs. I think sitting Nick Foligno and sending him to the 9th floor of the Garden for the next 3 games might actually wake his ass up. You know, then again, Nick Foligno could possibly be the big hero of the playoffs. So, and everybody's always said that the playoffs are a new season. Everybody starts fresh. Well, I believe that there are going to be some guys that are going to start fresh and start off really good. And if this kid, Mark McLaughlin, gets a shot, I think he's going to be one of those superstars of the playoffs, kind of like how Donato was a few years ago. He had some pretty decent playoff numbers for the Bruins in the playoffs a couple of years ago. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out the next 3 games, to see if the Bruins can get their power play going, to see how, you know, how they match up, who they're going to play in the playoffs. I mean, everything is still up in the air. They could still finish, you know, in that second wild card spot and end up playing Florida. And I would be scared. You know, a lot of people out there are probably saying, well, it's just the Florida Panthers. They're just going to crash and burn in the first round. I'm like, not necessarily. You know, they've got things going down there in Florida. I never thought Florida would actually be in this position, but, you know, they built something in Florida. Haven't really paid much attention or watched any of the Florida Panther games because, you know, I would like to see if this team is playing so well, how well their attendance is. Because even with Carolina, these two teams are really good this year. It would be a damn shame if the buildings were empty. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, that's going to be the interesting part of this whole playoffs for me, is if watching games in Carolina and Florida to see if they're playing before capacity crowds and not empty buildings. Because that would say something for the NHL. That would say something to Gary Bettman and all the rest of those guys. Is like, you have 2 teams in crappy non-NHL markets that are playing great, and yet you still can't fill the building. So that's going to be one interesting aspect to the playoffs too, to see if people actually come out for games in Carolina and Florida. And you can be damn sure that I'm going to actually say something about it in the weeks to come. This show is available on all your favorite streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. And you can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. Are you interested in advertising on the show? Please contact Believe at Believe.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great week and go Bruins.